Hello, and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have my old and dear friend, Jim Renaud. By old, I mean he's old, and I've known him for a long time. Jim is also a ginger, which may explain our technical difficulties. This is an interesting episode because it shows the downsides of remote podcasting with someone through Skype, so take that for what it is. Today's show is brought to you by mold allergies and charging cords that fall apart. Enjoy this interview. Seriously, listen, enjoy, and vibe.
So how do you do this thing?
What do you mean, how do I do this thing? I don't think I have any questions for you, though, even though you invited yourself on my show.
I did.
Tell the people who you are, though, because I don't know that I know who you are anymore.
It's been... What do you want to know about me? I've worked with you before.
You have?
I'm working at a sauna right now. And then I worked at Facebook. I worked at Smarty Pig. Let's see. Happy Cog as a strategic partner.
Remember that time when we saw Mark Zuckerberg when we were in the courtyard and he was like over there and we could see him? Do you remember that?
No.
Did you block out all memory of working at Facebook?
I had to sign an NDA. I can't talk about Facebook.
When you left, a lot of awesome people came. Why is that?
Well, I'd like to remind you that also when I left, the stock was worth double than it is now.
I still don't understand words like vest. Your stocks will vest, which I always just think of this piece of paper wearing a vest.
It'd be cool if your stock's top-hatted.
Top-hatted? Yes.
Yeah.
And did a little dance number?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think there's my Tony Award-winning show right there.
Top hat stocks.
Where it explains in common English what stocks, investing, and shares, and...
Could Cher be in it?
She should be.
Yeah.
Is she still all human? I'm wondering if she's melted a little bit.
She could have. It's hot there.
And you're not there, so you're not as hot.
No, I am in what they call NoCal.
In the middle of SoCal and NoCal is SloCal. Or St. Louis Obispo or whatever.
St. Louis Obese Man.
St. Louis Obese Man. That's in California, right? That's where all the fat beachgoers go.
St. Louis Obese Man. Obama's basement?
So Obama keeps his basement in St. Louis? I can't hear you. I'm talking to you as if you're hearing me, which you may not be. Are you muted? No. This is fun. I enjoy just talking to myself.
Is this Paul Armstrong?
This is he. Who is this?
Jim.
Okay.
Jim.
I don't know Jim, but you sound like a fine fellow.
Sounds like a monkey at the zoo.
Jim, you throw your poop at people.
Yeah, I try to keep it to myself.
It's like the internet's throwing poop at us right now, the way it keeps dropping. Right? Right?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Audio.
Sweet holy water maid, what's going on?
I do not know. I am moving.
You must be the farthest possible away from internet in general, just the internet. It sounds like somebody's putting all of the silverware that's ever been made away.
Yes, I'm in the kitchen.
I'm just gonna eat food. We're just gonna chew. Let's make chewing sounds.
I don't have anything to chew.
You don't?
Oh man, I came unprepared.
You came very unprepared. You don't know what Skype is. You don't know how a microphone is.
I've got Purell hand sanitizer.
That's yummy stuff. You know what? I don't like marshmallows. Do you like marshmallows?
I don't. I like the idea of marshmallows.
Do you know what marshmallows are? Ghost poop.
Now I like them more.
That says a lot about you. What movie needs to get remade? What movie do you think should get remade?
It can't be Goonies. There's no one who could do the Chunk character well.
Pretty sure Donald Trump could do it pretty well.
I don't know. Maybe Superman.
Yeah, maybe it needs to be reimagined somehow. More gritty, more real. Maybe he kills somebody.
Is that the one about soup?
Soup or man. It's where you have to decide between soup or a man.
So what's the responsive angle on your show?
You mean what's my beliefs on responsive? Or what's my how responsive am I? What's the question?
Like how responsive are you?
I'm fairly responsive. Except at night. Are you related? Is your name like a bastardization of the car line Renault?
No, I'm French.
Do you speak any other languages?
I do.
German?
No.
Well, you did go to Germany, right?
Yeah, I lived in Germany.
To sing?
Germany was...
Are you hearing me or do we drop again?
Actually, give me one more minute.
Should we call back? I can't hear you.
So have you won an award yet?
I'm trying.
How is your dancing?
Maybe the guests can be the one that dance. No, but it's not good. Maybe I'll have marionettes. Does that count if I have like puppetry and they dance?
I don't know. Hello?
I can hear you. Can you not hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Jim? Hello? Oh, come on. F*** this. Damn it. And that was my tumultuous interview with my good friend, Ginger Jim. As always, you can find the show on the web at pixelrecess.com. Follow on Twitter at pixelrecess. Maybe Facebook page, whatever. Please go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, review this show with wonderful, insane things, because that's always a treat for me to read. Again, I thank you all for your time and listening. I don't know why you're doing it. I assume that you're as insane as I am. We're kindred spirits. We're soulmates. Whatever. Thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye now.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.